If you were going to pick up an off-the-beaten-path sport, what would it be? So it's not, you can't pick up baseball, basketball, football, hockey.
Okay,
you can't do
but
that.
But can you take, well, mine is easy, but it's sort of mainstream. It's very mainstream. Golf.
No, golf doesn't count.
You can't
it's got to be something. It's got to be
something. I just always wanted to be good at because my dad was so good at
it's gotta
it.
It's got to be something quirky. I think I would give you bowling, but I wouldn't give you golf.
I don't care if I'm any good at bowling.
I would like to be good at curling. Maybe I would take that up. I'd like to start that.
Here's one for you, Arnie.
Yeah.
Since I'm going to kick your ass in it someday. Yeah. Ping pong.
Oh, I wish I could play like Forrest Gump, but that was animated anyway. But yeah, I'd love that.
I think.
I would choose pool.
Because I'm not a bad pool player.
Badasses play pool.
Yeah, yeah.
People who wear leather jackets and hang out in dingy bars where they are the mayor of the bar and they run it and they run the table all night and the tough guy who's got the pool stick on the ground and the cue right there.
And he thinks he's hot stuff.
Badasses play pool. I would like to be a badass.
But it'd be fun that the ones that come in there all cocky. What movie, when there's pool involved, doesn't have that one guy who comes in and just assumes he's going to kick the bleep out of that person, and then he just very quietly destroys him?
Well, Brady, I used to play pool with my producer. He was a professional pool player, too, and he had a pool table in his house. I swear we played over 1,000 times, and I only beat him twice. And I'm average, above average, and I could only he had a book like the size of an encyclopedia on pool angles and this and that. I'm like, this is insane. I couldn't get that much wrapped up into something like that.
I'm horrible. I can't even comfortably hold the stick right.
Oh.
I mean, you're supposed to have it so that the stick goes over the thumb. I have to have like a little bridge where it goes under the thumb. I don't even hold it right.
Yeah. Chris in Champlain says horseshoes. It's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I love cornhole. I'm already good at cornhole.
Yeah.
I feel
like you are.
If you're good at cornhole, and this is a serious question, if you're good at cornhole, can you be good at horseshoes also? Because that'd be the similar motions, at least of tossing. I feel like I could be a transferable skill.
CJ said badminton. Old sport there, too. I guess if I wanted to be good at maybe archery, we talked about that not too long ago. Archery would be fun.
Ty in Canada, axe throwing. There is an axe throwing bar. Is it a bar in downtown Burlington?
I have a gift certificate to it, but since it's not essential right now, it's closed.
axe throwing isn't essential.
So I want to go to that.
I want to talk to Governor Scott.
I have to do that. I have my Burlington axe throwing gift certificate for two, and I'm still trying to get you to come with me.
Do they serve beer there?
I think they do.
That's a good idea. What could go wrong?
They said darts. He said darts. That game looks so simple.
I know.
I mean, you're so close. I mean, my goodness, you're so damn close. How could you not get the bullseye every time? I'm horrible at darts.
See, I'm pretty good at cricket. Now, again, if I'm not good enough to be like in a league, but if you've had a couple of drinks, a couple of beers in you, and you're playing against someone else who's had a couple of beers, I'm pretty good at cricket. But playing like a 301 or a 501 in darts,
I don't even know what that means.
You start at 301 points and you have to get down to zero. And you have to get to zero exactly. But
what about bocce?
Is that like lawn bowling?
Yeah, it's really fun.
I don't even understand the rules of bocce.
South Hero.
I don't even understand the rules of it.
Well, the idea is you throw the white ball to start and you just try to get your ball closest to the white ball.
Isn't that curling? Essentially,
it's somewhat of the same idea, but it's much easier to stand up.
Yeah, shuffleboard as well. Yeah, that.
Well, these are all camp sports.
See, I may take up cricket. I'm good at that. I think
you're not good at that.
Good at that, I think he's never played it in his life.
Yeah, but I think I can play it. It doesn't look that tough.
I mean, now that you've lost 8 pounds, you're just chiseled. You can do anything you want.
I would definitely pool would be the one. Badasses play pool. I am so bad at pool that whether I'm striped solids means nothing to me. I just want to hit one ball in, and then I'll do the usual one where I'll kind of miss hit the cue ball, and it will jump over the ball. I tried to hit and hit nothing.
You know what people don't play anymore is another version of pool. Remember bumper pool? I haven't seen a bumper pool table forever.
That was a big part of a lot of my friends' cellars
in
my youth.
What Brady, you know what that is?
Bumper pool.
I don't know what that is.
It's just,
you have the two bumpers set right next to the hole at the end of the middle of the end at each end of the table. And do you remember Skittles?
This sounds confusing. You still don't move on to Skittles. I still don't understand bumper pool.
It's hard to explain.
It is hard.
I haven't seen I haven't seen a bumper pool table ever. It seems like since I was a kid, I can't understand that.
You know what I haven't seen in a while, and it's not a sport that like we're talking about like this, is bubble hockey.
Oh, obsessed with that.
Where,
yes.
Like, so it kind of looks like foosball, where yes. you have the handles and you move the players around like that.
I used to play that by the hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bubble hockey is very fun. Yeah. I haven't seen bubble hockey in a long time.
Oh, they have the USA, you mean like the USA-Russia, you know, where they have those
or
two
just
sides?
Just any game. It doesn't really matter who the opponents were.
We used to have that as a kid. You'd have it in your house. Not the bubble one, but just a little slide
you'd
one in your
house.
You'd
have the slide rods.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so all those kind of games, air hockey.
Yep.
Which I love. Air hockey, ping pong, foosball, they kind of all fit into the same. I used to play those at summer camp.
Do people still play air hockey? Is that still a popular game?
It's still an arcade game like skee ball. Remember, that's the one where you have the balls you throw them and they've got the little rings around.
Yeah.
See, pop a shot in the football. You ever play football pop a shot type of game?
Yes, where you have to pass it through the hole.
That is awesome. I love that game.
Yeah, you don't strike me as someone who can throw a spiral, though.
But I love that game, though. I do. I love that one.